Welcome back to the Power Hour on this feel-good day. We're transitioning a lot of heavy news today and a little lighter subject, but maybe more provocative, maybe more to help you in your life. Sharon Lynn Wyeth is here. Of course, she wrote the book, Know the Name, Know the Person, that kind of her introduction into the public consciousness of this, you know, crazy, quirky, I don't know what the word is you want to call it. I'll let her describe it. Her system of using names, nemology, to discover something about not only yourself, but the people around you. It's fascinating. She started out as a math teacher, and now she is teaching us all. KnowTheName.com is her website, and she's got a new book. We'll talk about that also. Sharon Lynn Wyeth, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, it's always wonderful to join you.
Yes. It's been way too long. We were sitting there talking, and it's been probably the better part of a year, maybe, since you've been on. That doesn't even seem possible.
Well, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, time flies these days.
Well, I apologize that we haven't had you on. Certainly reach out to us. Don't think that we're waiting for you. I don't know. I have no idea what happened. But anyway, we're so glad that you're here today. We have a lot of new listeners or old-time listeners. It's been a while. For them, give a Reader's Digest sketch. What is it that you do? What is namology?
Namology science is the study of the placement of the letters in a name. It's a proprietary system. And it literally can interpret your blueprint for this lifetime and what you're about, what you came to learn, how your learning style is, how you communicate. I mean, so many things is all sitting there in your name if you just know how to interpret the letters and where they land.
That is a great description, very simple, and people are like, While now, give us a little bit of the background, how you discover this. I mean, you were a math teacher. Now, you went from a math teacher to now you're, you know, nationally known and speaking all over the world about this. Tell me the transition of how you kind of discovered, invented this.
It was in my seventh year of teaching. I was 26, and I started to do the seating chart for the kids. You know, they give you the 150 names of the kids you're going to have that year. And so I started doing the seating charts, and my brain was saying, oh, don't put Joshua next to Julie. Together, they're going to be clowns, but separated, they're okay. Derek's going to need extra help. Put him in the front of the room. Stephanie's going to be stubborn. Put her on the side so you don't have to move her seat as often. You know, and when I started on the fourth class doing that, all of a sudden it dawned on me, wait a minute, I don't know these guys yet. This is how I think once I know my students, because I choose to create a safe environment for everybody. And so I went back. And I wrote down what I was thinking on every child based on their name. And I said, okay, I'm going to put that aside because I think my brain's come up with something. And I'm going to see how accurate it is. I want to see first and get to know the kids for who they are. So when I looked at my notes 3 months later during winter break, I was astonished at its accuracy. So then I said, okay, so my brain, thoroughly trained in patterns, being a math major and having my master's, said, okay, how do I make what's unconscious conscious? Now, that took me 15 years to figure out all the patterns, and then I went and tested it in over 70 countries during a three-year time period because I kept thinking somebody's going to call me on it if I'm wrong and tell me that, you know, I'm crazy. And instead, everybody said, how do I learn more? Where do I get more information?
Really fascinating. And you also went back, you went to the Bible. You know, we know when, Abram was, his name was changed, Sarah. There were incidents to Israel where people's names are changed in the Bible. Obviously, name is very important in that context. Talk about your study on the Bible using this.
Well, once I thought I had figured out all the patterns, because I started reading the Bible in its entirety when I was 13, was the first time I did it, I went back to the Bible and I said, would these people do what God says they've done using my namology system, you know, to get to know these individuals in the Bible better? Okay. So I went back and watched and said, would that go along with their names? You know, it was like a testing of my system because it was very important to me that I not go against the Bible, because I think there's so much truth in the Bible, and that's, you know, that's my foundation. So I went back, and it says, first of all, that Abram and Sarai had their names changed to Abraham and Sarah. So what you notice the difference is the A-H. Now they both have an A-H. Well, in my system, A-H means you're on mission for God. So it validated, okay, got that one right. And that's what I did. I just went through the Bible and I watched how often names were changed or names were used. The most fascinating one to me is the name Simon, which pronounced in Hebrew is Shimon. Okay, same spelling. But every time a Simon shows up in the Bible, great changes take place. And in the name Simon in my system, when it shows up, it's very inclusive, but it's very, you're going in a new direction. You know, the name says now we're going to lead you in a new direction. So there were things like that that I was looking for as I went through and just found the names fascinating.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we do have, I know we have at least one caller waiting and we have different email names. So if you want to call Laura Lee, just hold on 1 second. We'll get to you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We know that a lot of you don't listen live because of the time change, but right now it's 12 noon or a little past 12 noon. So, I say that, Sharon, because people call up, whenever they listen, they're like, well, I'm calling in. And it's like, no, the show was 6 hours ago. So it's 12 noon, just past 12 noon central time in the United States of America. That's we're live right now. Just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so call in if you want to get in the queue. Let me ask you about, patterns. I know like certain names that come to me. You know, it's like they repeat and they'll be similar in some way. What am I trying to ask you? So if I meet a Steve or something like that, I know if I meet a Steve, oh, then this person is going to be helpful to me. They'll blah, 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 blah. Are there some names that are good, some names that are bad in relation to you, specifically to you? Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. So first of all, there's no good or bad name. Okay. We all have gifts. We all have challenges. So what is important is do their gifts, you know, help you learn from your challenges, and do their challenges not bug you or get on your nerves, or is it something that you can then share from your gifts back to them? And there, we all have certain names that'll hit us and we'll go, you know, we've never met one with that name that we like. You know, we all have that. And it's literally because those people are rubbing up against us and challenging us without ever really doing anything. It's because of the qualities and characteristics in their name compared to our name. Now, what's really cool is you can compare any two names and you can see where the challenges are going to be. But even better than that is the solutions are in the names. Like, how do I get along with this? How do I get along with that one? I mean, it's just like, let's say you've got a lawsuit and you're going to go up in front of the judge. Okay. You can literally compare the judge's name to your name and know how to speak to that judge. Are you going to speak on an emotional level? You're going to speak on a mental level. Where's the judge's, issues, so that you're going to constantly ding them on their own issues so that they're going to want to side with you more because they relate to you more. Okay. And in human resource departments, there's a lot of companies I work with, and when they're having issues with their employees, I go, okay, this is what needs to happen. For an example, one of the technology companies I'm working with, they had a boss and an employee, and both were excellent at what they did, and they couldn't stand each other. And the HR department called me up and said, how do we solve this? We don't want to lose either one, and both are threatening to quit if the other one doesn't leave. And we don't want to lose either one. And I looked at the names, and I said, well, this boss is a micromanager, and your employee needs a lot of freedom. So how about if enabled to get her the knowledge she needs so she feels like she's kept up to date, if at the last 5 to 10 minutes of every working day, your employee sends a voice message and says, this is what I did today, this is who I talked with, this is where we are on these projects. So it's literally a summary at every day. And therefore, she's kept informed and she doesn't have to bug him. And anyway, that was 5 years ago, and they are still both employed by that company.
Oh, that's very cool. Why don't we go to the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, 844-769-2944. We have, yes? And Alice, sorry, Eric, Alice, and Laura Lee. Okay, well, let's start with Laura Lee. Laura Lee, you've been very patient. It's very good to talk to you. You're live on the air. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel, Uncle Kevin, and Sharon. Happy New Year.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Last time I spoke to you, Sharon, was about my business that I was trying to launch. And you told me it was a good time, and it's been slow, but I feel like I'm going in the right direction. But I kind of wanted to know my name as far as the new year.
For your new year?
Yes, you mean, be clear, Laura. You mean your name, Laura Lee? Don't use your last name, just Laura Lee spelled normal. Is there anything different? Or go ahead.
L-O-R-E-L-I-E. It's all one name.
Okay, and I just need at least the first letter of your last name.
J.
Thank you. Because if not, all Laura Lees would be alike, and we know that they're not. Okay, so,
right.
You know, every year to me has a theme. Like in last year, 2019, our theme was breakups and breakthroughs. You could get a lot of ahas, but there was a lot of relationships breaking up. There were jobs breaking up. Anyway, the theme for last year was breakups and breakthroughs. The theme for this year, based on all the names I've been reading, you know, doing the timing for, is buildups and breakdowns. Okay? So it's a great time for business to build up a business, especially this first part of the year. Okay? To just take your risks, get out there, and go for it. Okay? And Laura Lee, your whole name says that you will get back as much work as you want to put in. Okay? So that there are times when you're saying, I just wish somebody else would do this for me, and then I could just reap the benefits because my ideas are good. Okay? And yet your name says you got to get down and dirty and do it yourself. Okay? You can't let go of too much, even though you would prefer to tell somebody else, this is what I need done, would you do it? Type of thing. Okay? And this first half of the year, you are laying the foundation for the next 10 years, for this decade. And it all comes really in the first 4 months of this year. So if you really, really dedicate yourself this first 4 months, then watch it grow. And it's like in December, all of a sudden you turn a corner. Like all the hard work you've put in, all the consistency, somehow close to Christmas, it looks like the whole place is going to turn, and all of a sudden you're going to skyrocket. So I want to say, keep going, keep pushing forward, keep doing what you need to be doing, because you know what that is, because you've got the self-confidence, and just know it's going to start paying off, and you'll really reap the benefits in 2021.
Thank you, and hopefully everyone helps.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Laura Lee. Very nice to talk to you. God bless you. Is there anything else, sweetheart?
Very good. No, she pretty much covered it all. I got my work cut out for me.
especially this first 4 months.
you got some marching orders.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, God bless you.
Well,
God bless you, Laura Lee, and thank you for listening.
You're welcome. I love your show.
Thank you so much. We love you. We love you. Thank you. Let's go to Eric. I didn't know where Eric's from. Todd, where's Eric from?
Missouri.
Eric from Missouri. There he is. Hello, Eric. Welcome. You're live on the air on the Power Hour.
Great. Okay, I had a question about the three L's or three or more L's in a name, and also I could ask about a physician first name, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, because I was trying to introduce her to Sherry Rogers' work, and, of course, that E, I assume, means she doesn't have a lot of time, but said she didn't watch TV, so I thought she'd have more time to read Dr. Rogers' book, but didn't work out so well. I just wondered how to...
Wow. Man, he's analyzing the whole thing, Sharon. You can take a seat. We can just let Eric take over the show.
Well, and the odd thing is, in the numerology of the birth date, it was a natural match. So I guess maybe I overcompensated thinking it was more natural match than she was ready to communicate with. I guess. I don't know. So,
all right, so what is your question? Eric, I'm confused.
Okay,
I'm entertained, but I'm confused.
And how to approach Carrie so she'd be interested in Sherry Rogers' work, right?
Yeah, but that was a different question on the three L's. Is that if you marry someone and they gain a third L, you said sometimes they're not used to that having that in their name, yeah, and because of, you know, the...
Any time that you have, you take on a new name, at the 7-year mark, you've now incorporated everything that that additional name brings in. You get a little of it at a time so you can adjust, but it takes 7 years. It's kind of like an hourglass with sand, and that sand keeps coming in all the time, but it takes 7 years for the whole hourglass top to dump into the bottom. Okay? So what happens is, if someone has two L's or one L in their name, and then they gain a last name that suddenly, if they're looking at their entire name, okay, it gives them three L's, okay? If that's the case, it can bring violence into their world where they didn't have it previously. And violence can show up in different ways. It can be emotional abuse. It can be mental abuse. It can be physical abuse, okay? I mean, it doesn't have to just show up one way, but it brings violence in. If someone is born with three L's in their name, they've got it their entire life. And it depends on the other letters in the name, whether they are the victim or the perpetrator or both of the violence.
Oh, the other letters in the name could determine which way it goes. I thought it could go either way, no matter what.
No, the other letters in the name tell you. Right. They'll tell you whether you're the recipient or you're the perpetrator of the violence.
Let me interject right here.
Does that make it worse?
Yes, it does. The more L's, the worse it is.
Oh, my God. Let me interject. So if somebody's listening, and I'm sitting here listening, this almost sounds, somebody may say, hey, this is like a fortune teller or whatever. What you're saying is that's their challenge in their name that they have to then deal with and overcome. That's kind of what you're saying, right? I just want to clarify.
Correct. That's one of the...
Well, you just change the name.
Well... the only time I look at it is, like, I know I had a friend named Bill, and his last name gave him another L. And after he took my course, he literally changed it. He didn't want to change his last name, so he spells Bill with one L. And, you know, that was long enough ago because he was one of my first students. And literally, he said his life started changing. People were nicer to him. They accepted him more. You know?
Is this like William Clinton? So like William Clinton and Hillary Clinton are very violent people, is what you're saying?
I'm saying that they're perpetrators of violence.
Well, I think history would kind of prove that, wouldn't it? I think that's almost a given, isn't it? Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, did you have any wisdom on the first name Carrie?
Yeah, she likes a lot of alone time, and she has to contemplate things for a long time before she's going to take action. And so if I was to say to Carrie, hey, I'd really like you to look into this work, I would go about it and say, have you heard about Sherry Rogers? Have you heard about her work? And I would just for a year drop little jewels about different things that Sherry had said and like literally warm up Carrie to her interest in how she could benefit from knowing Sherry's work. And then I would say, you know, if you're ever interested, because Carrie doesn't want to be told what to do at all. So if you're telling her to read a book, she's like, hell no, I'm not.
Yeah, I did kind of give her suggestions on how to relate to my mother, because my mother wasn't impressed with her. But okay, well, that kind of explains things then. All right.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. This is fascinating. Here we got some more people holding. I believe Todd Alice is next. Alice?
Yes?
Hello, Alice. Where are you from?
Hey there. I'm calling from West Virginia. I didn't have any specific anything to say. I feel funny calling.
Oh, that's okay. Don't feel funny. You're only live on national radio and international with shortwave. That's all. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
First letter of your last
name. Can I give you my middle name, too? Because I'll sign my name with my whole name.
Go ahead.
Okay, and what's the first letter of your last name? I need something to drop your name into.
First letter, B.
B, thank you. Okay, so we were just speaking about people that don't like to be told what to do. You're one of them. You don't need to be in charge of anybody else, but you do not want anybody else in charge of you. You are not going to be underneath somebody else's thumb. You have a tendency to be incredibly observant. You don't miss much, even though you don't share everything that you see. You are a fabulous worker. you will work and work and work to get that project done until you drop. But once you've dropped at the end of the evening, you don't want to get up. Like, if you can help it, you'd let somebody else go to the bathroom for you so you wouldn't have to move once you drop.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know? She's, you're very independent. You've got a nice, generous heart. You like to know what's happening in the lives of the people around you. And it's not because you're nosy and it's not because you're a gossiper. It's literally because you care so much that if you always know what's happening in everybody else's life, then you know when it's appropriate for you to step in and give assistance, because you are just one very helpful person. I'll tell you, you are the backbone of wherever you're working, because you will do your job and you will help everybody else on their jobs just to make sure all timelines are met. If there was one thing I was going to say to you on a challenge and how to overcome that challenge, we all have seven big challenges in our name that our souls came to learn from in this lifetime. And in your name, it is to look at your foundational beliefs and evaluate them and see which ones actually work for you and which ones need to be modified or adjusted. For an example, when you were taught that A, B, C, D always comes next, okay, look at it and say, in my life experiences, when I do this thing, what I'm supposed to get? Or is something else happening? And if something else is constantly happening, then you've got to adjust your expectations in the first place. Did that make sense how I said that?
Not really.
Okay. So let's say that you're told that when you stop eating dairy and you stop eating wheat, that you will automatically lose weight. Okay. Or if you're eating, let's do it differently. Let's say you're eating a regular diet and you've got dairy in there and wheat in there, but you're told that if you only eat the healthy foods, you're going to lose weight. And what you find is you're eating only the healthy foods, but you're not losing weight. Then you've got to adjust the belief system that only healthy foods will always help you stay at the right weight. Instead, you may have to adjust it and say, I've got to cut out wheat and I've got to cut out dairy and then see if my body will lose weight. So instead of going on how you were taught that eating this way always produces a lower weight, and if it's not working for you, then you got to adjust what you were taught in your original beliefs.
There's the music, Laura, Alice and Sharon. Hold on 1 second, Alice. Stay right there. We got Jason and Candy. You're on hold. 844-769-2944 if you'd like to get in. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. Sharon Lynn Wyeth on the other side. KnowTheName.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
I love that bass line. It just gets me in a good mood. We were talking about Iran in the first hour, and now we're all happy. We got the bass line going. Sharon's here. Sharon Lynn Wyeth, knowthename.com. You have a new book that you've written, too. Why don't you tell everybody about your book?
Yeah. My third book is Know the Name, Know How to Connect, because I thought our relationships are so important. We are happier in life when we have really positive relationships. When our relationships aren't going well, it bothers us, and then we're not as happy, you know, or content. And so I thought, what's the most important thing I can help people with to learn if they only want to learn a piece of it and don't want to really dive deep? So Know the Name, Know How to Connect is literally, if you learn six letters, the communication letters and how they play in somebody's name, you will know what you need to do if you want to have a long-term relationship with somebody, how you initiate conversations, how they learn. So if you want to teach them something, you want to share something, how are they, what's their intake? I mean, it literally gives you everything about a person's communication style other than what they like in bed. Because you know, Daniel, I say from the bedroom to the boardroom, once you know the name, you know everything. So I've given you everything in that book, but their sexual preferences.
Okay. All right. Moving on. I'll just skip right over that. I'll pretend like you didn't say that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, also the Power Mall, thank you so much for your support. We'll talk about promotions tomorrow or on Monday, but we're here because of you. So 877-817-9829, you know the Power Mall. Please give Jay a call. And yeah, there's something there for you at the Power Mall. Getting back to Sharon. KnowTheName.com, the new book, Know the Name, Know How to Connect. Now, does that relate to, like, husband and wives? You can kind of, that will help you, you know, develop your relationship so you guys can get along better and connect?
With everybody. Because the solutions are always in the name. So literally in this Know the Name, Know How to Connect, it says this is what this person's like or their base, and then this is how you, you know, you improve things with them. So okay. Just knowing those things, I mean, the letters that I've gotten back, God bless everybody that's written me back, and they're really saying, oh, my gosh, this is so accurate. And I've started applying it, and my relationships are improving. And right, that's the whole point of that book.
All right. We got the phone lines are lit up, but I do got to get to some email. I've told people to email, and they have. So let me give you a couple emails quickly, and then we'll get back to the phones quick. So just hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I got Nancy Ann L, and the Ann is A-N-N-E. Nancy, you know, kind of normal, traditional name. Nancy Ann, and then L is the last name.
Did she write any questions specific?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. So, Nancy is very organized. She could run the world. She could organize a whole corporation. She is incredibly organized, has a good memory, and very driven in what she wants to do. She's a people pleaser. She always wants everybody else's approval. And so one of her challenges in her life is to learn how to give herself approval so that she doesn't need somebody else's approval.
Mm.
Okay? And the
very
other
cool
thing that is Nancy would rather spend somebody else's money than her own.
Who wouldn't?
Okay.
So, she's working in the government.
Yeah, really. So it's literally, though she would be very good at running finances for somebody else, like in a corporation, because she doesn't want to spend their money either then. And so she's going to always find the best service for the price.
Oh, very good.
So that's
good
skill for her.
There you go, Nancy. Let us know by email if that hit the note. Here's a name, a little unusual, Emric, E-M-R-I-C-K, Konkani J, K-O-N-K-A-N-I, and then J is the last name, Emric Konkani J.
I love the spelling of Connie. Emric can think really fast on his feet. He's highly independent, very honest. He won't do what he doesn't want to do. It's like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. He's very practical, logical, has deductive reasoning, incredibly smart. You know, he's got everything in there that he could be an engineer or an inventor or a lawyer. Anyway, those would be gifts that are in his name.
Very cool. Joyce Ann R. R is the last name, like Robert. Joyce Ann R.
Okay, so in Joyce's name, she has so many gifts and not so many challenges, but she is brilliant in her thinking, not just sharp. And so the biggest challenge for her is not to get bored with other people that are not as bright as she is, and not to become a little bit obnoxious because she doesn't have enough patience for other people because they're not catching on fast enough. So that's her challenge. You know, when you've got so many gifts and talents and you're so bright, you know, you can look at the rest of us and go, I don't know about these people. Where'd they come from? You know, and so
that's
not
hilarious
to lower herself, like things like drinking, to lower her vibration to get along with others, but instead help uplift others and able to join her in her own brilliance.
Very good. Ada, A-D-A, F as in Frank. Ada, last name F.
Okay, so Ada is a gift to all of us. She's got she does everything for God's approval, and so she's constantly working towards how close can she get to being one of the people that are in the Bible that, you know, did God's work well. So that's very, very important for her. She's a hard worker. She does way too much for everybody else, is very, very likable, and she's constantly learning. One of the best things for her to do is to constantly read inspired works. Like the Bible, like the Bhagavad Gita, there's a lot of authors that are out there that are writing very spiritual inspired works, and that will keep her going and fill her soul.
Very good. Isaiah J. Isaiah spelled, you know, like the Bible, the A-I-A-H. Isaiah J.
Okay, so Isaiah is very inclusive, and he's got to work for himself because he doesn't take orders well, and he's, you know, and he would constantly be in conflict with the boss because the boss tells him what to do. And he goes, yeah, but I think it's better off if we do it this way. So it's just better off if he works for himself. He's very smart. He's on mission for God. He's got that AH that we talked about earlier. He's very independent. Mm-hmm. He works for family. He's got a combination in his name that says, everything I do it because I love my family.
He's okay? He's a blues brother. He's a blues brother.
Yeah.
What, do you get it? A mission from God. I'm in a mission from God. Anyway. Oh my God. Don't you get it? The movie says I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission from God. Anyway. save the comedy. Let me just stick to the names. Uncle Kevin got it. He's here. He's telling me he got it. Do you remember the movie Blues Brothers?
You know, John Belushi? I have not seen it. You know, and I haven't had a television set for 30 years, Daniel. So that is just something I'm not really into. I mean, it's really rare to see one or two movies a year.
All right. Let me get back to some of the callers. And I'm not telling you to be fast, but, you know, be fast. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Jason in Georgia. Jason in Georgia, you're live on the air.
Hey guys, thanks so much.
Yes.
If I may, more than one, for a couple of friends.
Go ahead.
One is Erin, E-R-I-N, and then M is the last name.
Erin M. Okay. E-R-I-N-M is the last name.
Okay. So, with Erin, it's really, she's got to do something where she's connecting with people and where it's feely-touchy. Like, she would be really good as a mediator. She really understands people. She can connect with people very fast. She's got a good memory, very independent. There's something in her name that says that she would be very good at music. I hope she's doing music somehow or incorporating music into her life. But she's very honest, and I would say she's got tons of tact. Like, she can tell anybody anything because she knows exactly how to tell it. She would be good at having other people help her manifest in what she wants to create in this world, because it's like she gets sidelined by everybody's story and everybody's people, and so she needs help. But people are willing to help her if she's just learning how to accept. And Jason, in your name, your biggest thing, you have so many gifts and talents. You got logic. You've got everything. Your biggest challenge in your name is knowing your own worth and value. That has nothing to do with self-confidence. It's knowing that you are valuable and you have worth and that you're not a mistake.
You have worth, Jason. There you go.
Yeah, thank you. I wasn't really curious about my name, but another friend has three L's in her name. Actually,
uh-oh.
One L in the first name and then two L's in the last.
Oh, dear God, don't let her in your house. She'll break the china.
She could be just enough traitor, Daniel.
I'm just kidding. I'm gonna be careful who I let in my house now after listening to your show. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Somebody's going to hate me now.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Sharon.
What's the first name?
It's Belinda. B-E-L-I-N-D-A, and then the last name starts with an H, and then there's two L's in the middle there.
Okay. So when I'm looking at Belinda's name, she's learning how to stand up for herself, and she's getting better and better at it because she doesn't like all those people wanting to make her a victim. And so she's really learned how to be strong within herself given time.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message. Message
she,
sent.
It's really, really
thank
important
for
her is to, what's really, really important for her is to watch her knees.
Watch her knees?
Okay. Watch her knees. She can need knee surgery when she's in her 60s, or knee replacement surgery if she's not careful. And that would be how some of that shows up for her, where she's going to feel like a victim because her knees gave out on her.
Jason is still there, or did his? That was weird.
That's
his
amazing.
Phone. Okay, very good. Does that help, Jason? Is that good?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
One thing I would say to Belinda is, when you're getting in and out of a car, use two legs at a time. Sit your butt down, then take up both legs and bring them into the car. When you're getting out of the car, twist around, put both legs down, and then stand up. If she's getting in and out of the car with one leg at a time, she's twisting her other knee, and that's going to be hard on her knees. So just making that difference can help. Or if she's playing a sport or she's doing something where she could fall on her knees, wear knee pads. Just those type of things can keep her from having to have knee replacement surgery when she's in her late 60s. Okay?
Unbelievable.
There you go.
Amazing.
Thank
you,
Jason.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Candy in Illinois. Candy, you're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes. Hello.
I have a couple of questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, how do we know which name to use? Now, I have an unusual first name and middle name, but most people call me by my nickname, which is Candy, which I think I'm too old to use, so I tried to go back to my middle name, but it really isn't catching on, so.
Candy, too old? What do you mean? Who doesn't like Candy?
Really, Candace?
Well, everybody likes, huh?
Is your first name really Candace?
My first name No, my first name is spelled C-U-M-A-N-D-A. You probably haven't heard
okay.
that.
Okay. And your middle name?
A-M-A-L-I-A.
Pronounce that.
So, oh, sweetheart, you are so spiritual in your name. You have got so much spirituality. You have really taken all of it to heart, all of your knowledge and wanting to put it in. I happen to love the original spelling of your first name. When you're going by Candy, you're literally saying that you're a people pleaser and you want to make sure you don't hurt anybody else's feelings and you can get along with everybody else. And but you'll morph and you'll change and able to make it easier for them. When you go by your birth name, you're saying, hey, I'm already likable. I don't need to change. Like me for who I am or don't like me, but I'm okay with it because I already know I'm likable. So in other words, you stop asking for other people's approval and you immediately are already giving yourself approval. So that's important.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that's interesting.
That's true, too.
Well, that's really interesting because, Sharon, she's even, you know, how she posed this question, she's asking, I'm not sure, you know, people, I'm too old for Candy. You know, it's like she's crossing that bridge already, even in the question. She's kind of going through that.
And I wouldn't go by your middle name because it's going to take you backwards. I would go by your first name and let it leap you forward. And if you were listening on what I said about the knees for the last person that called mm-hmm. in, okay, you've got that same mm-hmm. combination in your name. So you want to be careful of your knees at all times. Just take care of them, okay?
I will do that.
Thank you. So yeah. Are we going to call you Candy or Commander now?
It's Kumanda.
Kumanda. So we're going to call you Kumanda.
Kumanda.
And you know what's really great?
So Americans have trouble.
Yeah.
You know what's really great, Kumanda, about going by that name?
What?
When anybody calls you and they mispronounce it, you know they're a telemarketer or they didn't care enough about you to learn how to say your name and you don't need that person in your life. Wonderful idea.
Well, there you go. Well, God bless. Hey, I got to run, Kumanda. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I was going to ask about my daughter's name.
Hurry, quick.
It's unusual.
You know, you can call in on my radio show that's on Thursdays from 7 to 8. Call in on my radio show.
Okay.
You can find out more information about it on knowthename.com. Go to the schedule page. Go to Thursdays, and you can call in and give me names. Okay?
There you go.
Okay, because I made her name up. So, all right, we'll do it.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
KnowTheName.com is Sharon's website. You can find out the information, her radio show, what have you. You can keep up with her, find out the books. Know the Name, Know How to Connect is her new book, so you're sure you're going to want to check that out. We got, where are we? Candy, Matt in Kansas. Matt in Kansas, you're live on the air.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I was wondering if I could repair or reignite a broken relationship.
What's
flowers,
the first name of the
other person? Candy. Money, nice restaurant. Anyway, go ahead, Sharon.
Matt, what's the first name of the other person?
Shelley.
Okay. She comes from the heart. She comes from feeling and you come from the head and you need to be really athletic and Shelley's okay with some of it, but not too much of it. So there's a lot. Shelley likes to rescue. You don't need rescuing. Okay, so I would look at this relationship and say there's going to always be concerns or challenges if it was ever in a romantic relationship, but as a friendship, it's really nice if you can balance. So I would literally approach her and say, okay, at the very least, I would like a friendship. Can we do that? And what do you need from me and able to be my long-term friend? And one of the first things she's going to need is for you to always start every conversation with, hi, how are you? How are you feeling today? Not what are you doing today? Not how's your day gone? But how are you feeling today? Because she needs you to touch into her feeling basis. And she needs freedom. Okay? She needs absolute freedom. So it's got to be an unconventional relationship if you're going to get her back as a romantic relationship.
Hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Is this kind of help process this for you? What's going through your mind right now? We all want to know, Shelley and Matt, what's going through your mind?
What seem to be truths about several things that you said are ringing true with me. So this this is helpful.
Does that help give you some clarity, help give you some direction?
And you've described both of us pretty accurately.
Sharon's magic. I mean, this nemology is spelled a crazy way, but it's fantastic. Sharon is fantastic. Anything else, Matt? Is there any, you sound perplexed, like you're pondering the meaning of life over there.
I'm amazed. So I'm a little stunned. So that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
get the book. Know How to Connect. Okay. Get that book. It's inexpensive. It's in the ebook form. I made it really inexpensive, and so because I just wanted it out there. And if you read about the first vowel of an E and then read about your first vowel of an A, and then if you read both of them, you'll see how you're the one that needs to adjust. She won't. Okay. Because it's not for E's to adjust. It's for the A's to adjust. And that in itself can really help you.
That's interesting. That has something to do with my wife and me because she's got E in her name. That makes perfect sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so
I was
stubborn. So is Shelly stubborn is what you're saying?
Yeah. No, stubborn is literally in the letters ST next to each other.
Really?
But in the first vowel of an E, those are people that come from their heart. They always need to connect emotionally before you can get into business. People
whose first vowel starts with an A. Yeah.
Right. The first vowel and the first name. And people whose first vowel starts with an A, they need to get business over with and then they connect emotionally. So they're coming just opposites. So the A needs to learn to adjust and take the time to connect first and then jump into business. Because if not, the E person's saying, wow, didn't even care about me, didn't even ask how I was doing.
All right. We got two people. Gotta get to them, Sharon.
Okay.
Matt, good luck. God bless. And again, go back to the flowers. Kit in California. You're live on the air.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you. Yeah, little time. I'm rushing you, but I'm not rushing you. So go ahead. What's on your mind?
I'm calling to ask about my two boys, Sunny,
yep,
with you, like a sunny day, and Rocky, last initial D.
D?
And Rocky, they're spelt the regular way with a Y.
Correct. Yeah, and D, as in David.
So you find it easier to get along with your Sunny than you do with your Rocky. But both of them are trying to get your approval and trying to please you. Okay, both of them are. And so you giving appreciation to them and approval to them and responsibility to Rocky will really help both of them. So with Sunny, it's all through humor. And Sunny's smart, can learn anything from anybody. But once the foundation's laid, then Sunny is like, go away, leave me alone. I got it. You know, let me do the rest myself. And is very organized, has a really good memory. I would have Sonny going after math, just make sure he has a decent teacher. But math, music, mechanics, any of those things would be very good at. Also entertainer, like an actor, musician, any of those type of things also very, very good at because everybody's going to love Sonny because Sonny's got a sense of humor and just knows how to connect with people. When you're looking at Rocky, Rocky wants to be the boss. He wants to tell other people what to do. He thinks fast on his feet. He's a little bit on the defense because he feels like people take from him what he doesn't want to give. Okay? They either take his possessions, they take his ideas, they take her. Okay? And so he's like, are you trying to use me? You know, it's just a subconscious thing that's going to be running with him. And so he's always a little slower to engage because of that. And yet he wants to be the boss, and he's really good to people that he likes. He's very nurturing. He expects loyalty in return. He can multi-juggle different tasks, okay, and has a short attention span, okay? And, in fact, both of your kids have short attention spans. Sonny gets bored easily, and Rocky's like, got it already.
How's that, Kit? How's that? Is that accurate, Kit?
That's pretty dead on. Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow. Well, there you go. I hate to rush you. We got one more name, and I totally want to get people to call. Is there anything else, Kit? Quickly, anything else?
Is this year a good year to start a new business for myself?
Only if you start it in January or the last 2 weeks in March.
Oh my gosh, that's very
wow.
That's very specific. There you go.
Right.
You have your window, Kit.
Thank you
there
very
you
much,
go.
Guys.
God
You're
bless,
welcome.
Kit.
Okay, bye.
Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you. Sandra in Missouri. Sandra in Missouri, I think you're the last caller, I believe, Todd. Yeah. Sandra, you're live?
Yes.
Hi, okay. Quickly. Yes, your name? What would you like to ask, Sharon?
Well, I'd kind of like to know what my purpose is now. I was married, and my purpose seemed to be in his lifestyle, but now that we're divorced, I can't seem to find what to do.
Hmm. Okay, so what's the first letter of your last name, Sandra?
W.
Oh, wow, you are so smart. There is nothing you cannot do. You've just got to believe in yourself more and know your own worth. You are an expert at anything you do. I would get out there and do something that has to do with bookkeeping, something that has to do with being an administrative assistant for somebody. You could run somebody else's life, and they would just prosper and glow and grow. So if you could find yourself a job as an administrative assistant or even in a doctor's office as running that office, everything would run smoothly. You're creative. You've got your methodologies down. You always figure out the simplest, fastest way of getting something done right and getting it done well. I would get yourself a job as an administrative assistant.
Wow.
Well, I have a job in a call center with working with people, you know, with their medications and things they need. But I was thinking more spiritual is what I was doing before. And do you see any of that?
If you want to do that, okay, so this is going to sound out of the box, okay? But there's something in the Buddhist faith that there's a piece that you're missing, okay, with your name. And if you read just one good book on the Buddhist faith, like maybe Buddhism for Dummies, you know, one of those books or something, it would give you that missing piece that you're requiring and able to feel more fulfilled and then be able to, you know, get your life back on track again.
Okay, and do you have time to do my grandson's first name?
The music is going, literally. What's the name? Quickly, what's the name?
It's Levi. L-E-V-I.
Quickly, Sharon, like 10 seconds.
Okay, Levi's got a lot of self-confidence. He's very sexy. He's got to learn how to use his charm and that he's a bottomless pit for needing attention. You can never give him too much, but that he loves to get it, and he loves it. We'll give it to him. Okay?
Oh, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Sandra. God bless you and everybody who called. Fantastic to hear your stories and trusting us here in Sharon. KnowTheName.com is her website. You can check out her, is it weekly radio show you have? You have a weekly radio show?
Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time.
There you go. And also her new book, Know the Name, Know How to Connect. Sharon, can I call you here in about 2 seconds?
Sure.
Let me call you. I got to call. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. We'll see you in the beginning of next week.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.